A reading from the book of Genesis. When Abraham prostrated himself, God spoke, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you throughout the ages as an everlasting pact to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan, as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant throughout the ages." This is the word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "I solemnly assure you, if a man is true to my word, he shall never see death." "Now we are sure you are possessed," the Jews retorted. "Abraham is dead. The prophets are dead. Yet you claim, a man shall never know death if he keeps my word. Certainly you do not pretend to be greater than our father Abraham, who died, or the prophets who died. Who do you make yourself out to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, that glory comes to nothing. He who gives me glory is the Father, the very one you claim for your God, even though you do not know him. But I know him. Were I to say, I do not know him, I would be no better than you, a liar. Yes, I know him well, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he might see my day. He saw it and was glad." At this the Jews objected, "You are not yet 50. How can you have seen Abraham?" Jesus answered them, "I solemnly declare it. Before Abraham came to be, I am." At that they picked up rocks to throw at Jesus, but he hid himself and slipped out of the temple precincts. The Gospel of the Lord. Lent is a wonderful time to feel good about yourself. It's a time for cutting back on areas of indulgence and weakness like food and drink, TV, smoking. It's a time for feeling more in control of yourself. It's a time for praying, spending more time in meditation, devotions, spiritual reading, a time to feel closer to God. And it's a time for giving more generously, for not only making financial contributions to good causes, but for being more considerate of others, lending a helping hand to your neighbor, perhaps going and staffing the soup kitchen. It's a time to feel that we're doing a little extra for God. Even repenting of our failures helps us to feel more like the prodigal son. Then, just as we approach the acme, the high point of Lent, when we might begin to measure our progress, the Church introduces Abraham to burst our bubble. The story of Abraham is not about doing for God. It's first about what God does for us. The covenant is first about what God does for us. In the first reading from Genesis, 130 words are about what God does for us, and only the last 21 have to do with what we might do for God. God gives us a name, as he gives Abraham. He gives Abraham a name. He promised Abraham that he might be the father of many nations. I will be your God. I will give you the land of Canaan. And all that Abraham has to do is keep the covenant. The emphasis on covenant is on what God does for us, not as passing gesture, but as committed love. So that what we do is not an extra token, but a small return of committed love. Is Lent a time, then, to feel good about yourself? Yes, provided we remember with Christ in today's gospel, if I glorify myself, my glory is as nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me. When our fasting, our prayer, our charity help us to remember not how good we are, but how good God makes us, then we have something to feel good about. Then we are children of Abraham. Then we are sisters and brothers of Jesus Christ.